Well, it's good to see everybody again. How you doing? Good. I was hoping that this would have taken place a few days ago, but it didn't. But here we are, and we're very excited about it. What I want to do is kind of give you the timeline here as to what took place. You know, for several months, it's been a priority of ours to get Roger extended and get him under contract. And there was a lot of negotiating going on up until just till Tuesday, actually. And we spoke over the weekend. Spoke Tuesday about I gave him my opinion on my feelings about how important he was to the future of this organization, this football team, and wished him luck. And and then, of course, I think you get a sense for what happened. Roger and Alan and Jared took off and went to Oakland, and they informed us that the deal was done, and we congratulated them. And then we got the call that there was an issue with the physical. We passed Roger at the end of the season as far as the physical was concerned. He's been working here entire off season up to this point, in the weight room, no issues. And I think they were surprised. They contacted us, and then literally within about an hour, maybe 90 minutes, we were able to put the deal back together, which is a very, very difficult thing. And I want to thank Alan and Jared for their efforts, because as you can appreciate, what they went through, kind of unprecedented. But nonetheless, he's here. We're excited about it. I know he's excited about it. And, he made the switch last year, a difficult switch. It was very, very productive inside. Our plan is to play him at guard. And as we continue to fill the pieces around him. So with that being said, I'll open up to questions for myself or Roger.
Jeff, have you ever had one like this over the years?
No, I've not. Kevin's not. Just very unusual. But again, we're not going to dwell in the past. What we're excited about is that he's sitting here next to me.
Roger, can you just take us through the roller coaster of just the way you felt throughout this whole process?
Well, first off, I want to make sure that I thank our owner, Stan Kroenke, Coach Fish, of course, Les Snead, and also Kevin Demoff, for working with me, because, like you said, it's been a roller coaster a couple of days. It's anticipation at first, with everything going on. Like, this is something that I never experienced, through talking with Coach Boudreaux, also with talking with Coach Fish. I was able to kind of understand how this was going to go, and, making my decision that was basically, best financially for my family. But then, things always happen for a reason. And here I am back where, which is home, where I belong. And, I'm very excited about that. I've been here through the rebuilding phase, and now I get to see it through.
Roger, when you look at once things that didn't work out at Oakland, and given your experience here and the communication that it maintained throughout, did this become the obvious choice at that point?
Absolutely. Like Coach Fish said, as soon as everything went down, they received the call within minutes after. We always felt like, the Rams were a huge choice in this. We kept them together, till the end. So it was pretty much obvious at that point. But like I said, I'm glad to be back here. I know everybody here. I get to play, next to Scott Wells and Jake and everybody. So, it's a great feeling.
What was Wednesday like for you when you find that out?
Really, after everything happened, I know that this is a business, so I know that crazy things can happen. And that was all fine. The biggest thing is that, I didn't want, the Rams feeling a certain way about me coming back to them, but they've been so gracious and so welcoming, even though I had already decided that I was going to go to Oakland. So that just made me feel even better about the decision to come back.
Your agent made a comment that you were told personally by a Raiders doctor that the physical was fine. Is that true?
Yes, it is. But at the same time, like I said, it went through a filter of many different places, through the front office, through the trainers, through everybody. So, you know, exactly what happened, you know, it doesn't even matter anymore. Right now, all that matters is going in, working, and continuing to work with Rock and the rest of the training staff to get me better for next season.
Jeff, how important is it to have somebody of his experience, versatility, and that knows your system? How much of a relief and how important is that?
Well, we were very happy upstairs when the word got around. I mean, it was a really good day for us. It's very, very important. You know, we've got an opportunity in the event something happens up front to move him around. He proved that, and he played very well at different positions. So, you know, the initial decision to move inside, he welcomed with open arms. And, you know, obviously, I think over the big picture, it helped him. Certainly gives us some confidence now. But it was a very, very important piece, you know, of our offensive line.
Roger, to my knowledge, at least up until Tuesday at 3, the Rams kept bugging you. I mean, what did that show you about their interest in you?
It definitely confirmed their interest. And like I said, we always kept them with us through the entire negotiation process. You know, we definitely came back to them again and again, just trying to figure it out. But once again, you know, free agency is so crazy. Anticipation, you know, nervousness about making the right decision, and also doing what's best for your family. You know, like I said, I have a daughter now, so, you know, it's my entire perspective kind of changed, and it became, you know, less about me and more about them. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, just knowing that they were still had the interest after everything had transpired was just great.
You mentioned that interest, but when this all comes down, well, obviously other options have been taken away by what other teams did. Talk about when you thank the team, just the aspect that, hey, not only do we want you back, but the starting point is where they were in the talks, that another team might have just said, well, okay, we can really get you down, but they didn't do that.
True. And that just shows the goodwill of everyone in the front office, Coach Fisk, Kevin Demoff. I mean, they got everything done so quickly. You know, I was able to fly back the next day and then be able to get everything done and finally have this weight lifted up off my shoulders. And you know, now that it's time to go to work, you know, it's the best thing.
After you moved to guard and you got to have some success at that position, maybe how did that change your perspective just on the way you thought you'd be valued going into free agency, but also on your future in the league?
Well, basically, I got to the point where I just, you know, wanted to be able to play. I wanted to be able to contribute. You know, I was always the type of guy, you know, I'm a big prideful guy. So, you know, I went ahead and I made the change because it was best for the team and not, you know, necessarily best for myself. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen. I was just like, hey, I'm going to be on the field and I'm going to contribute to us, you know, winning games. And, you know, now that everything else has happened, you know, it was pretty much a surprise for me as well. You know, I know that Coach Boudreaux definitely had a lot of confidence in me as well as Coach Fisher about playing the guard position, and I didn't realize it until I actually started doing it.
When you're looking at the tape of your first few games at guard, are you going like, wow, I'm pretty good at this?
Actually, no. I critiqued myself super, super hard just with, you know, trying to learn everything. I would spend extra time with even our assistant offensive line coach, with Andy Dickerson, and I would be trying to figure out what is the best way for me to be the best guard I can be to help out the team until Harvey got back. Once things started going good, I was happy, but I was also very, very hungry and very, very strict on myself.
What's the feeling like when you're finally signing a contract yesterday?
It feels really good, but it also comes with great responsibility. And I'm trying to take this as serious as I possibly can while still being able to play loose and play free.
Roger, how difficult or easy was it after you got the news from Oakland to turn around and call the Rams back?
Like I said, it was a slight embarrassing feeling because I just didn't want, like I said, I didn't want the Rams to feel a certain way about me. I mean, you know, if I didn't get offered by another team, and the only team that was offering me was the Rams, I would have had no problem coming back here. You know, like I said, this is what I know. This is what I've been through the last 4 years. You know, the fans have always been loyal, as well as, you know, the coaches have always looked out for me. So, you know, it's a simple choice.
Yeah, I would have thought For a minute there, it had to be a little uncomfortable for you to make that call.
Well, that's why we have agents, because I didn't make the call. I didn't make the call. I did make the decision, but I didn't make the call.
The fact that the Rams apparently were so gracious and wish you well, how much did that make all of that easier for you?
It's made completely everything easier. You know, being able to talk freely, you know, with everyone again and being able to speak, you know, is, you know, for a long time I was tongue-tied, didn't even know what to say, and now I'm finally, everything is over, and I'm just happy that it's done. Tell the truth.
Were the Raiders were they looking at you as a guard or a tackle?
At one point, I believe they were going to let me choose what I wanted to do, but with Valdir gone, I think they were going to try to play me at tackle.
Alan mentioned that just the other day you bench pressed 400. Was that like a week ago, 10 days ago?
Or? it was about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. You know, of course, I didn't want to strain myself too bad. You know, you don't want anything to happen in the weight room that's unfortunate right when you're about to sign with a new team. But, yeah, I mean, I've worked hard all the time. Like they said, I've been in here in the offseason a bunch.
You mentioned this is home, but you've immersed yourself in the community. How is it being able to stay here? You've kind of become a St. Louis guy.
It feels great. And the crazy thing is that, you know, I would think everybody would be, you know, kind of mad at me, but I've gotten great news from all of the fans and everything like that. I mean, it's been great. I've gotten great feedback.
Can I ask Coach one more?
Yes.
What made you think you could play guard when you guys decided to make this switch?
Well, the conversation was initiated by Coach Boo. You know, hard to find a better one in the league than Boo. And he just felt like with his understanding, his knowledge, the fact that he would line up, you know, next to Scott, and, you know, Scott could be of assistance to him and athletic ability, it was an easy decision.
Jeff, how would you characterize the state of your line right now in terms of what you know you have and what you expect to have?
Well, I think we're in good shape right now. We, you know, obviously we lost Chris and Shelley, but we're, you know, we feel like, you know, we were not quite done in free agency. You know, we had Davin Joseph in yesterday, who was released by the Bucks. Darren College was in yesterday. We've had him in. We're still not done there. We've got a couple other guys that we're talking to. Obviously, we're going to address it as best we can in the draft as well. So I feel like and you cannot overlook the fact that we've got some young players on this roster that are going to get opportunities to play and compete as well, and Brandon Washington and Barrett Jones and, you know, obviously Tim. So we feel good about it, much better than we did, you know, a few days ago, but we feel really good about it.
And how's Jake Long's rehab?
He's doing fine, doing well. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you.